Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Pocket,
it
don't make
sense,
but don't make a profit.
It's
all a hustle, ladies and
homies.
Make money, make money, money, money.
Yeah. Called out here for a pill.
Ready, trying to get this money for real.
I'm
hoping to
find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at ya. We are getting down with the rookie mock draft. And sorry, guys, we had 12, but some idiot just backed out. I don't know who it is, so sorry if you're that idiot. We don't mean that in a bad way. But, yeah, we're going to get this started. And I guess we're just going to start now instead of waiting. Let's see. Well, hey, Emil just joined to take place of the person who just bowed out. Let's get down to biz. Here we go. And we'll zoom in a little bit more here. I already randomized the draft. And we, here we go. Let's get ready to start it. One thing that sucks is on the app here, I don't know why it is not easy to find the mock drafts on the app. I can't even find the mock drafts on the app anymore. Does anybody have any idea where the mock draft is? Thanks for taking that spot, Emil. What up, Chris Bay? Daniel Berry Sports Highlight. Let's go. Jaden Daniels, first off the board here for this rookie mock draft. We got four rounds here. And are we going to get an auto? We're going to get an auto from someone here. But yeah, I've been telling people all day about this draft. We've been posting about it in Patreon. Shout out to the crew. All right. So I can see Jaden being the first pick. Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is fantasy football. This isn't, this is not an NFL draft here. Yeah, Jaden Daniels, Caleb, Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, all those guys are going to be the guys at the top. That's all personal preference. And here we go. Let's see. I put it on 2-minute timers here. Maybe what I'll do, can put a little shortened version. in. All right, let's see where Lee goes here. So we got Jaden Daniels going first, then Marvin Harrison Jr. We know he's going to be one of the top picks for sure. Yeah, yeah. What up, Chase? He said, oh, yeah, mock draft season. Let's go. Starting off with a rookie mock today. We're going to have a lot more coming. Caleb, for sure. Drake May. Ooh. Awuzie. Let me see. Where am I going to go with mine? Man. We'll go Bo Nix. All right. Then all the way to the end. And it says linear, no snake. And we'll read this out for the people on the podcast. We got Jaden Daniels going first, then Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison Jr., and then we got Neighbors, Malik Neighbors, and we got Caleb, got Drake May, Adunze, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Brian Thomas Jr., Brock Bowers, and then now Bakes-a-Lot is online, is on the clock here. Come on, Bakes, where you at? All right. Yeah, I'm trying to do 10 things at once here. So sorry if you guys are leaving comments in the chat and I'm not seeing it. I haven't been live streaming at this time at all. So, yeah, I don't even know if there's really anybody watching us right now. And we just started. And but, yeah, Bakes, come on. Bakes, you're going to be the auto drafter in this one. And then we got N. Myers is next here. It's going to be a lot of ugly picks. I mean, I just went with the QB in the first round here. You don't have to pick for anybody who's watching and drafting with us. You do not have to pick like any specific, like you don't have to pick a QB, a running back, a wide receiver, and a tight end. You can pick whoever the heck you want. I just had it set up that way. So we had each category in there. So make it easier to filter through. Yes, Bakes is gonna auto. Come on, Bakes. And he gets Mitchell on his squad. There goes Troy Franklin. Get back over to this side now. And okay, back to Elite. And let's see. Shout out to everyone who's watching. If you're watching right now, throw in a comment so we can say what up, what up. All right. Here we go. Let's dab it up. Hey, hey, Steve in the house. What up? We got some rookie mock action going right now. Oh, there goes the first running back off the board, Blake Corum. That's who I don't know if I have him ranked as the top like running back or anything. He's definitely my favorite running back who's coming out in the draft. And let's see, Chargers is going to go get him with third round pick, lock him down. All Yeah, let's see. Got a QB in the first round. And really, with these drafts, I'm just going best player available no matter what. Since, I mean, we're just practicing. So it's not like I'm drafting with any specific team in mind. You know, certain dynasties, if I know I'm running back needy, make sure I get a running back within the first round or two, or if I'm wide receiver needy, you know, whatever the case may be. Uh-oh, Steve said, I don't know about Knicks. Well, he's from Oregon. And Marty said, I've heard of some of these guys. Well, that's why we do this, too, to get them all on the radar. Get them all on the radar, bro. Let's see. Penix. Okay. Hey, yeah, man. Michael Penix. It's crazy how Combine kind of dropped his stock a little bit. Neil said, thoughts on A.J. Dillon going back to the Packers. A.J. Dillon's super whack. Elite, what up? Said, I made a questionable decision on taking Jaden at number one. It's definitely a questionable decision, but, you know, especially right now when we're just practicing. Marvin Harrison, Caleb, and Jaden Daniels. I mean, all those guys I feel could go first. Steve said, I know about Knicks, just not my pick. Oh, okay. All right. Worthy, there we go. Coleman. Worthy will be a really hot second round pick in all these drafts, that's for sure. Shout out to everyone who's watching on all the different platforms that we are streaming on right now. And let's see it. Yeah. Huh. That's going to get real ugly. Going to get real ugly because, a lot of these guys, I just do not know. And like definitely not taking a tight end because Brock Bowers is off the board. Charlie said, I have a late second round pick. I need to target RBs. Any suggestions, man? I have no idea who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. That's the thing. And second round, I mean, if Corum's there, I mean, he's like my favorite guy to get right now. So if Corum's there, I know Jonathan Brooks is one of the top guys. Trey Benson's one of the top guys. Braylon Allen, one of the top guys. I mean, those are really the only guys who I can kind of say even go, really even go target. Purcell, where did he go? Did he go? He didn't go yet, did he? Don't be telling people to pick people. There goes Trey Benson right there in an auto pick. Then Brooks went. Yeah, where do I want to go? Yeah, and you know what? I know I don't even care about ADP. I'm just going to go with guys that I know right now. Let's go with Brendan Rice in the second round. Come on, let's go. Don't even know if he's going to be worthy of a second round rookie draft pick, but let's go. I'm going with Brendan Rice. Let's get it. Let's go with the lineage. Let's see. Get over here to the end. But don't worry. We got more. Dang, people going running back crazy now. Braylon Allen, Wright, Irving. Yeah, I had a few guys go there. Running backs aplenty coming off the board. And yeah, Steve, we'll have a chance at him. I bet I could potentially even snake him in the third round, assuming if nobody knows who I'm talking about yet. McConkie next off the board for Bakes a Lot. Marty said Braylon Allen's great college stats and still young. I like him. Yeah, Braylon Allen's not, he's pretty solid. Like every single running back this year it's going to depend on where they go. Like, it's not a super, super talented running back class. It's really all going to depend on landing spot. Like, draft capital, yeah, I mean, that may come into play, but I feel like most of these guys, they're going to be drafted in the third and fourth round. We may get like one or two running backs in the second round, but that's the thing about this year's running back class is not going to be too top heavy at all. We're probably going to go back to the, like the Breece Hall, like Ken Walker, like style of draft. And even those guys were super, super talented. And both of those guys still end up going in the second round. And there just wasn't a lot of talent, you know, in that draft, especially at the top end. Guys like Damian Pierce end up, was that the Damian Pierce year? It was just later round drafted guys. And it was because of where they were at, not because of talent, that's for sure. All right. Jay Sanders. I don't know about any of the tight ends besides Brock Bowers, because it's really Brock and then everybody else in the tight end landscape this year. And we got 2 minute clocks, and we're going to need them. We're going to need those 2 minute clocks because I don't know a lot of these players. Like, I mean, I know that we looked at the combine. I mean, we talked top 10, top 15 at the wide receivers and, you know, QBs and running backs. But yeah, once we get, you know, 20 something picks in and we're already past all the somewhat relevant QBs, there's still a few wide receivers, you know, who are going to be relevant right now. But yeah, it's all about landing spot. Like, really, once we get these landing spots, like, put into play, everything is going to be changing. But really tough, really tough. And there we go. Rattler off the board. Stover, then Polk off the board. Let's see. Oh, man, you son of a bitch. Ricky Purcell goes the one pick right before me. Oh, man, dang it. That kind of messed everything up there. You know what? Let's go Devontae Walker out of North Carolina. Let's go. And Marty said last year's class was stacked with tight ends. Yeah, it was definitely an outlier year for tight ends last year. That's for sure. As far as the rookie class goes, we'll probably never see a tight end class like that ever again. All right, we are powering through this draft, guys. We are already three rounds in. More tight ends that I don't know going. Maybe someone knows something that I don't. You don't have to pick a tight end, guys. Just remember, you don't have to pick a tight end. You don't have to pick anybody specific as far as a position goes. I'm just picking best player available and guys that I know. Make it more fun. Which R. Wilson is that? Which R. Wilson? Roman Wilson. There we go. From Michigan. Oh, yeah. Roman Wilson. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Jay Milton. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I think that he is going to be someone who's definitely going to be going below the radar or under the radar. J.J. Milton, because he's not really like a running guy. But, I mean, that guy, he's got an arm. Got an arm. Hey, there goes S. Timmy. Emil said, LOL, Milton's a certified backup. Well, of course. He's not, we're not drafting him in the first round here. And come on, man, look at some of these guys. The QB landscape is all wonky right now. It really is. It is very, very wonky. I mean, Gardner Minshew is competing for a job right now, or will be competing for a job. I mean, yeah, it is. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. Why are you hating on Milton? What'd Chase say? Theo Johnson from Penn State is interesting. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. Nobody better take my pick. Don't you do it, you sons of bitches. There goes Burton. All right. Carb cap on. Dab rig activating. Commence. Oh, you son of a bitch, Lee. Lee, you son of a bitch. Taking Frank Gore Jr. Goddamn. Thought I was going to be able to get him there with my fourth pick there. Dang it. Now I got to go back to the drawing board. I don't even know who the fuck else I want there. And Marty said, LOL, you want Rice and Gore? Come on, man. I'm trying to be greedy in this rookie draft. It's not like those guys are, you know, not even, neither one of them are even like super top end guys either. It's just, you know, come on, it's Rice and Gore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Damn it. And that totally messed me up. Who are we going to get with this last pick? Damn it. You know what? Let's go. We're going Johnny Wilson. Going Johnny Wilson, Florida State. Let's go. All right. Man. Lee, why'd you have to fuck me up there, man? Come on. Couldn't let me have Frank Gore Jr.? Oh, there goes, Luke? Luke McCaffrey? Right? Yeah, Luke. Luke McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's little bro. All right, two more picks, and this one is in the books. Let's go. Nice and quick. Nice and quick rookie mock draft today. Took way more time planning this rookie mock draft than it took actually executing the rookie mock draft. Let's see. Let's see. Why can't I? You know what? We'll go like this. Boom, boom. There we go. All right. see. There we go. All right. First 420 crew mock draft in the books. Oh, let me see a connection. And we got, starting it off, this is for the podcast peeps here. I know you guys have been listening for a while, might not have even heard every single pick, but here we go. So all started off with Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Adunze, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Brian Thomas Jr., Brock Bowers, is it Aiden Mitchell, Adane Mitchell, and then Troy Franklin. Yep, that is round one. Round two, Blake Corum goes at the 201. Michael Penix, Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman goes at the 2-4. Then Trey Benson at the 2-5. Then Jonathan Brooks. I took Brendan Rice at the 2-7. Strictly name value only there. Braylon Allen goes with the 208. Jalen Wright goes at the 209. Bucky Irving at the 210. Ladd McConkey out of Georgia at the 211. Xavier Leggett at the 212. I don't know these tight ends. Jatavion Sanders to start the third round. Malachi Corley and third round, second pick. Spencer Rattler going at the 3-3. Cade Stover at the 3-4, Jalen Polk at the 3-5, Ricky Purcell at the 3-6. That was a good pick right in front of me. And then I took Devontez Walker at the 3-7, AJ Barner out of Michigan at the 3-8, Marshawn Lloyd at the 3-9, Roman Wilson at the end at the 3-10, then Jay Milton and Esteme at the 3-11 and 3-12. Will Shipley at the 4-1. Jermaine Burton at the 4-2. Frank Gore Jr. at the 4-3. Lee, I wanted him. Ray Davis at the 4-4. Isaac Guerrero at the 4-5. Jalen McMillan at the 4-6. I took Johnny Wilson at the 4-7. Jamari Thrash going at the 4-8. Luke McCaffrey at the 4-9. Jacob Coing. Jacob Coing at the 4-10, Malik Washington at the 4-11, and rounding it out with Javon Baker at the 4-12. Boom! There we go. What do you guys think? That was a pretty nice rookie mock draft. We're going to get IDP involved with some of the future ones. We're also going to be getting some IDP, like startup drafts with IDP in the mix as well. For everyone who's paying attention, looking at these mock drafts, do not forget our big best ball tournament starts in April. We will be drafting from April all the way until September. There's going to be slow drafts. There's going to be fast drafts. It is going to be 10 players on offense. This is a super flex. It is best ball. We have five guys on IDP. It is all IDP flexes to make it very, very easy for people who are brand new to the IDP scene. It is $10 entries. Last year, we had 888 entries in, and the winner took home $3,000. I think that we could do more than that. I think we can get over 1,000 teams in this thing, and it's all going to be starting here in a few weeks. And if you want to stay at the top of the, if you want to be paying attention and just at the top of the priority, make sure that you join us at 420crew.org. Go join on Patreon. Go support the mission. You will get into a lot of leagues. You will get into a lot of tournaments, including this huge best ball tournament. We got a March Madness tournament that we're doing right now, $10 per bracket. It's going to be hosted on Sleeper. Payments are going to be through League Safe, and you can, create up to five brackets per Sleeper account. So you want to start five brackets, throw down 50 boodles. You could do it. You could do it. It is going to be super, super fun. March Madness is hella random. So even if you don't know anything about college basketball like me, I know very, very, very little. It's still fun. It's all about the fun. Like the people who know it all, usually don't win for March Madness. Don't know why it works that way, but that's just the way that it works. That's the way that the cookie crumbles. All right, let's smoke it up, peeps, and we're going to get up out of here. And Marty, let me see. And Jamie said, shit, missed the whole draft. What up, Jamie? Hella quick. Jamie said, shit, missed the whole draft. And Bake said, my bad for autoing in the beginning. Thought we were starting at five. My bad, bro. Jamie said, what value on McConkey at 211? I start looking at him at the 212, 203. Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of people in this draft, like myself, who, you know, we're just not super well-versed in the rookies. So, you know, as things go on, that's why we practice. This is my reps. This is getting the batting practice reps in right now. And Roman Wilson, also great value. I usually take him around the 301 if he's still there. Keon Coleman's like Quentin Johnson, but a better wide receiver. QJ, but maybe a little bit more athletic. Emil says that's not true. Coleman is more like Zay Flowers, both shifty little guys. Okay. Let me see. Marty said Coleman 6'2", 210. Huh. Marty said, yeah, I never heard of Ladd McConkey. I know we talked about him. I know he was on the wide receiver video that we did. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, Marty, if you're not well-versed in at least the top wide receivers and the top quarterbacks, go check out these videos. I mean, there's two of them that you need to check out. One of them is the QBs, and it's all rookies. So we got the rookie QB video, and then we got the rookie wide receiver video. If nothing else, it is all about getting people on your radar. Jamie said McConkey's my wide receiver 6'7". Yeah, and at least the place where I was getting all the info on this, they had him projected as number 7. So yeah, I mean, he's up there. Let's do one more dab. Let's get the hell up out of here. Appreciate you guys rocking. And did you guys hear? Have I bragged enough to where everybody knows about it that I finished writing my very first book? Going to be able to call myself an author very soon here. I'm going to have the digital copy for sale probably tomorrow. It's going to be for sale. And I am working on getting the physical copies of the book, where we're looking specifically into a couple vendors who create the books and stuff. And yeah, we're gonna work on getting physical copies of this, because I know it would be super, super cool to have the physical copies. I mean, I even want to have one myself just like in the house. So yeah, that's one of my main things that I'm going to be doing right now. Is working on getting a physical copies. I mean, one of the things that's tough is I can either not make money on it at all, like $0, maybe even negative money, or we get a bunch of pre-sales, and then I can actually, you know, can actually make it a little bit worth it to where I'm not losing a bunch of money printing out these books. Because yeah, it's kind of expensive when you do it with the hard covers. That was one of the things that I was looking at, and yeah, I feel like it's got to be a hardcover, at least for these first runs. Got to make it like super, super dope. But might be more expensive though, like after shipping, maybe like $35, $40 or something like that. So yeah, just got to look into all this shit. Looking into all of it. All right, one more dab. And then we're going to get out of here. And I know I said one more before, but had to. That one wasn't even a good one. It needed the oil cleaned out underneath. Yeah, it sucks when it gets to that point. If it needs the oil, out of there, it's almost like you can't even get a good hit. All right. And Josh, what up, bro? He said, where to purchase at? So if you want just the digital copy, you can pre-order it right now for tomorrow. Let me throw the link in here. And then as I get more info on the physical copies, I'll let people know about that. And so what it's going to be, it's $10 for everybody. It's $7.10, keeping it Dab Central for the 420 crew members. And make sure you include your email, because that's where I'll be emailing it. That's where I'll be emailing it tomorrow. All right. Here we go. Let's pack up this dab. All right. And Crispy said, everyone gets an F. I mean, it's a rookie draft. We don't even know where these rookies are going, so it's even hard to grade. It's really more about just getting guys' names on our radars, seeing where people fall ADP-wise. All right. Here we go. I'm going to pack a fat dab for the 420 crew. And is someone going to make my day and pre-order the book right now? $7.10. That's tax included. Who's going to make my day? And you'll be the first person to get the book delivered to your email tomorrow. And I will, like I said, I will keep everybody in the loop on the physical copies of the book, because there's been at least a few people who asked me about that. So I am looking into it. Just trying to find, it's really just going to be about trying to find the right vendor that I don't have to order like hundreds of books from, and I can get that somewhat of a reasonable price. But when I know more about that, I will, like, for that one will be like legit, like pre-order, might not come in for like a month, like type thing. But, you know, we'll get it signed and all that. It's going to be super cool. Uh-oh, let's see. Who did it? Someone did it. Who did it? It's, all right. It's our man, Josh. Our man Josh, who is the first purchaser. There we go. You are the man. We're packing up a super fat dab for you right now, bro. First purchaser of Hustler's first work, at least book-wise. You're the man. Yeah. Okay. All right. Josh is Toyota One. Okay. I always forget people's real names because I go by the screen names. All right. Toyota One. You the man. All right. We're gonna have to fatten this dab up for Toyota One here. First official book sale. You're the man. You always remember your first. There we go. All right. One more scoop. That's like three scoops in there. This is like the opposite of some espresso scoops. All right. Toyota One. This dab is for you, my friend. Doug said, give me a chronic cough with that hit. Doug. Chill out, Doug. Let's go. He said, you the man. Dab, dab, dab. Let's go. Dabs, 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 dabs. And Crispy said, but I can't read. It doesn't matter if you can or can't read. All right. Shout out to everyone who's watching on X, aka Twitter. We rarely get people commenting from Twitter, but we got a lot of people watching over there. I'm curious if it's like the Twitter bots, but yeah, live streams on Twitter have been a little bit more lit as of late. Here we go. Cheers. Baby. Woo. Doug said, I'm higher. There's two. There's two Alexes. Woo. Woo. Oh, man. All right. Oh, nice. Nice. Woo. All right. We're ending it on that note. Appreciate you guys rocking. Oh, man, that was fire. All right. No live stream tomorrow morning. Got some doctor's appointments with Vanessa that we're going to be going to. No way. Crispy said Devin White to the Eagles. Oh, man. Not too good for N'Kobe Dean, but, man, the rich get richer over there. Crazy. All right, no live stream tomorrow morning. We're going to see what's going down on St. Paddy's Day. I might just be walking around doing some live streams, just walking around Vegas with you guys. We'll see. But, yeah, appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys rocking for the first rookie mock of 2024. We got plenty more to come. Make sure you go join the crew, 420crew.org, so you can stay in the mix of all the leagues that are starting, all the mock drafts that are happening. I'll get into the groove. We'll start getting a couple per week going. So, yeah, just make sure you guys are here, and we'll see you guys for the next one. Peace out, peeps.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the y'all don't really want me now.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.